810 at WEOL. Time to talk with Rosie. Jim Rosenhaus of the Indians, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oko, Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Well, if you're following the Indians this season, he's appointment listening, appointment viewing. I'm talking about Franmil Reyes. If he's at the plate, stop what you're doing.
1-0 Cardinals, bottom of the second, Kim's pitch. Reyes drives it high, deep to left, away, back in, gone to the home run porch. Oh, what a moonshot. And we are tied at one.
Did that guy wait for him to say moonshot before the fireworks went off? This is great timing for that. And joining us, Jim Rosenhaus. How are you doing, Rosie?
Good morning, Bruce.
Well, it's great to see that. And Franmil, no matter when he gets to the plate, there's always something when that ball leaves that bat for him.
Is it? He keeps saying he wants to hit the scoreboard. And he keeps getting closer, it seems. I mean, that one was out on the plaza and starting to roll toward the arena. So when he hits them, they stay hit, as they say.
Well, I know even through my time watching the Indians and other times, even if the team isn't doing well, if there's a power hitter on the team, that's always fun to watch just to see how well they do. But we had a lot of home runs yesterday. What was in the air? What was happening?
You know, I think sometimes, and it's weird because the wind was, the breeze, it wasn't that heavy, but it was kind of blowing in on a lot of the day. But it was just really warm and humid, so that, you know, the ball's going to carry well. And they were getting great pitches to hit, too. So I don't think there was a fence scraper in the bunch. I mean, most of them were gone by plenty. So I think just a day where Indians hitters got good pitches to hit, and the guys who have been hitting them this year, Reyes, Ramirez, and Hernandez, they all got into the act yesterday.
Yep. Well, we're off today, and then we've got the weekend series against the Chicago White Sox. We need to do some damage here, right?
Yeah, if there's any life left in the division race, obviously this is a big weekend. It's the last meeting of the season between the teams in Chicago, and they only meet again in Cleveland the last weekend of the season. So, I mean, realistically, to kind of get back in the race, I mean, you've got to take 2 out of 3. You'd love to sweep, and that's a tall order against a very good team. I think the Indians' much more realistic path to the postseason is the wild card. But, you know, I think as long as you're within shouting distance of your, you know, the opponent that you're trying to track down in the division, that's exciting that you have an opportunity to face them head-to-head. But it is a challenge. It's a very good team. They're seeing some good pitching this weekend, and we'll see what happens. But at least you have that opportunity, and we'll see what happens because the starting pitching's been a little bit better for the Indians, and we see days like yesterday they can put some runs up.
It was Bobby Bradley of the two Bradleys that was getting people excited not too long ago. He's cooled off a bit. Now it's Bradley Zimmer that seems to really be heating up. Is he somebody that we could see more and more at the top of the lineup if he continues to hit well?
Probably not. As long as Cesar Hernandez is here, he'll be in that leadoff spot.
Okay.
But there were a couple of days there where he needed a break and took some time off, so they put Zimmer up in that leadoff spot. But you know, I think as long as Cesar is here, he would be the leadoff hitter. Now, his name has come up in a lot of the trade rumors, being a veteran player that some other teams would want. So to get back to your initial question, you know, I think they like where Zimmer is right now, but if for some reason the makeup of the roster changes here between now and tomorrow, which is the trade deadline, then maybe you could see Bradley Zimmer leading off a little bit more because he did do a nice job in that spot.
Talking this morning with Jim Rosenhaus for the Cleveland Indians for the final season for the Indians. Let's talk about the Guardians. We talked to you on Friday morning. I knew there was buzz out there that there was a change. Didn't know they were going to announce it particularly that day. Talk to me a little bit about your thoughts on how this is going to work. And as a broadcaster, how you get used to maybe a new name. Do you put a big 3x5 card in front of you so you know what to call it? I know in radio you have to get your call letter straight depending on where you're broadcasting from. But take me through that a little bit on your side.
I don't know, Bruce. You know, we've never done that before. So I'm not sure what the protocol is, but that's not a bad idea. You know, we might have to have some posters up in the booth right in our line of sight to make sure that we don't, you know, revert back. I'm sure it's going to happen from time to time, but hopefully not too often. Maybe work the kinks out in spring training on our first broadcast there. But it's you know, a fresh start and a chance to kind of move ahead here a little bit. I know it's not easy for a lot of fans, and I kind of feel like the hard part was when they announced that, you know, the Indians would not be the name anymore. And then it's just kind of like step two of that, where you do have a new name. But I think anytime there's a change like that for a team that had the same name for more than 100 years, there's going to be an adjustment period for everybody. And I think over time it'll work out well. And hopefully we can do the best we can to get used to it as quickly as possible.
Right. But as they say, winning cures everything, or winning, you know, if you're winning, whatever the name is, you know, they say Cleveland, obviously, on the jersey for the most part, but we just look for wins. We're coming up on a sort of a trading deadline here. Any thoughts about that, if you might want to share anything?
Oh, it's not sort of, Bruce. It is a trade deadline, and it's the only one now. Used to be you could still make some trades with waivers for the next month after the end of July, but no more. So this is it. 4 o'clock tomorrow, that's it. There can be no more trades between now and the end of the season. So teams that are looking to do some things will try and get that done. It's not easy sometimes. And it's kind of hard to figure out. The Indians are kind of in between. They're almost in the hunt for a postseason berth. And how much do they want to dive in on that or just wait for some injured players to get back and hang on to some of the good young prospects, or will they make a move that bolsters the team for this year? Or, you know, we mentioned a name like Cesar Hernandez that some other teams might really like. Could that bring back some younger players, which, you know, probably not that many, but we'll see. You know, Mike Chernoff, the GM, Chris Antonetti, the president of baseball operations, they've been pretty good around the deadlines at trying to figure it out and thread that needle, so to speak, where they can help the team short term and then also kind of set it up for the long term too. And I think that's what they're trying to do here. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's kind of quiet on the Indians front as well.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Jim. We'll talk with you again next week. Thank you.
Okay, guys. See ya.
Jim Rosenhaus joining us from the Cleveland Indians. Brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. We got this.